From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A design has been chosen for a national LGBTQ2+ monument in Ottawa, and the president of Timmins Pride applauds it. Mathieu Villeneuve says it will be a place of both celebration and reflection.
It's a great opportunity for the Canadian population to have such a great heritage site where we can openly discuss and reflect on the LGBT purge that took place.
Villeneuve says the monument will be a point of celebration during Pride events and hopes it helps remove the stigma from his community. The photos are admittedly blurry, yet Timmins police crime investigators think they might nab the suspect in a senseless crime. On February 25th, and caught on surveillance camera, someone smashed in a window at a medical office on 3rd Avenue. Communications coordinator Mark DePozzi says it's frustrating for businesses and professional offices to suffer this kind of crime, and a concern for police looking to locate whoever is responsible.
Beyond that, we're working with other agencies to determine why the person is in such a state of desperation that they would perform this type of crime when other social services are at their disposal.
The photos are on our website. Premier Doug Ford says Ontario can tackle any possible COVID-19 surge without resorting to lockdowns again. The premier says he's confident in the number of hospital beds the province has.
I'll always be the cautious one, and we've built up some resilience. We've built up the immunity. We have the highest vaccination rates in the entire world. So, everyone in Ontario have really pitched in and have done an incredible job. So I think we're doing well.
Health Minister Christine Elliott says Ontario hit a milestone of over 32 million vaccines in arms yesterday. She reminds us that the chief medical officer did warn that with reopening comes higher levels of the virus and wastewater testing, but she repeats that the province has the tools needed for anyone who needs a hospital bed. Our Prime Minister was the target of some European parliamentarians on this week's trip to Brussels. In his speech to a nearly empty room, Trudeau defended democracy. Shortly after that, a Croatian member of the European Parliament blasted him for his actions during the Freedom Convoy, saying that under Trudeau's quasi-liberal boot, Canada has become a symbol of civil rights violations. A German MEP said Trudeau was a disgrace to democracy and the other politicians at the meeting should be spared his presence. There's been no comment from Trudeau's office. In Moose sports, the Timmins Rock come off last night's win over Elliott Lake with a game in Hearst against the always tough Lumberjacks. The puck drops at the Claude LaRose Arena at 7 o'clock. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.